This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now. What's that sound?
All right, to Colin McShane. Now, the only point I was raising with the good congressman is there was no sort of a double checking and vetting a lot of the women who were coming out on Donald Trump, but a great deal all of a sudden for how and through what means we got these WikiLeaks. It is a double standard. I don't care if you're on the left or right, and judging from the coverage, it's confirmed. But, Colin, what are you discovering?
Yeah, we're getting these leaks. It seems like every day of the week now, as sure as the sun's going to come up, we're going to get some more of John Podesta's emails. We're above 20,000 of them now. Now, the one point we can make is that to this point, at least, heading into the final presidential debate, there has nothing that's come up in these emails that has done much damage to Hillary Clinton in the polls. That said, today we did pick up on some interesting items and what appears certainly to be a cozy relationship, we might say, developing between the Clinton campaign and some members of the media. We'll start with the CNBC reporter John Harwood, as you know, was one of the moderators, one of the primary debates on the Republican side. And he emailed Podesta in September of 2015. And the subject line of the email that we point out here is amazing. And then in the body of the email, picking up on that word amazing, amazing that some people still think it's worth burning so much interview time with the person most likely to be the next president on her email. So Harwood critical, it appears, of interviews being too focused on that email question. Maybe not quite as startling, but there's a note that was sent by Katie Couric that also came up in today's email dump from WikiLeaks. This is from February of this year. She was writing to Podesta requesting an interview for Yahoo, and then later in the email pivoted to doing a piece she said she was thinking about for social media. We're quoting from Couric's email now, saying, "I'd also like to do a separate piece of business through social media along the lines of 10 things you don't know about Hillary Clinton that would showcase her personality." And it has a lot of viral potential. So, you know, these are the types of things that we've been seeing today. The bottom line going into tonight, though, we lump these stories, WikiLeaks dumps, into the broader story about Hillary Clinton's emails. And our Fox News polling found that more people actually say Secretary Clinton is lying about her emails than say Donald Trump is lying about the allegations women have been making against him. But the thing is, the email issue, according to our polling, matters less in terms of how people are making their decision on who they're going to vote for. Many people who admit they think Clinton is lying, they still say they're going to vote for her. So that's kind of the dynamic that is developing. But this cozy relationship between the Clinton campaign and some members of the media deal, that stood out today.
That were you and me sending the same email. Oh, my goodness. It would be very, very different.
Syndicated radio. She's going to be up in 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
This is.
Did I forget the goodness?
Can barely walk over there. He's okay, Drew. Hi, Drew.
You were happy with tonight's debate performance. When you heard that line about the Saudis, give the money back.
Oh, no. It was so. There were cheers coming from where we were sitting. That was such a great moment. Hillary was not expecting it.
Yeah.
And when she doesn't expect a parry like that parry, mm-hmm. She's off her game. You know, one of the other great moments that not a lot of people have focused on is when Trump was talking about what he learned about America. That was a moment of humility.
I agree with you.
And he stepped back and he said, you know, I've traveled this country, and despite what you're saying about how things are better, you know, I traveled to these communities that have been ravaged by globalization, and the people are crying about the lives they lost. And then he got kind of stepped on there, but he said, the people are crying. Those are the stories of America. Those are real Americans whose lives have been just upturned by bad leadership and bad policies. Some of it goes back to before Barack Obama, some Republican fault, some Democrat fault. But he really touched on that. And he said, we can do better by the American people. They need real leadership.
You're right.
Those moments of a little grace and a little humility on his part, I think we're very, very good. The media's going to focus on I'm not going to say the election is legitimate, and that's, I knew when he said that, which is the only reason I wish he didn't say it,
yeah.
Because I knew it just gave them a line to go with.
All right, here's what the rest of the media, I promise you, are not going to bring up tonight. Let's go back to the year.
Good.
Let's go back to 2000.
I was on TV with you that night.
Hacking emails and putting this into our election cycle and trying to interfere with our elections, we need to look at the source of where this information has come from. We don't know if these emails have been documented. doctor certainly can't speak to the veracity. And I think it's important that people like, you know, Marco Rubio said today that we should not allow this, that Republicans should not make this a campaign and political issue. It's exactly what the Russians want.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Once again, we remind you, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop us an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. When you go to the website, there is a plethora of information that will bless you. That's what this show is all about, is we stay committed. And to our mission to get this country back on track. 7 out of 10 agree we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. Now, what are we going to do about it? Because this is a government of, for, and by we the people. I know the elites would want you to think differently because they like the way it's going just nicely. They're in control. We get to, pay for all their expenses, give them the free ride, and, they get all the glory, and you know how that goes, because this is the 21st century America that we find ourselves in right now that is so disturbing. Ed Klein is with us, American author who has written about the Kennedys, Hillary Clinton, and most recently President Barack Obama. He was born in Yonkers, New York, attended Colgate University, graduated from Columbia University School of General Studies, and received an MS degree from Columbia University School of Journalism. Ed Klein's brand new book is Guilty as Sin, and we've been looking forward to this time to be able to talk to him about his new book. Ed, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, last night we had the third and final debate, and I'm sure like you, I mean, I was shaking my head, constantly. It was like on a swivel every time Hillary was talking. She says that she has her private persona, her public persona, but I think even between those two, she's confused.
Well, I think that's very true. I mean, there were at least three or four questions posed by Chris Wallace that she completely evaded. I was thinking, for instance, of the question of open borders. She had told a group of bankers, according to WikiLeaks, that she was in favor of total, complete open borders between Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Open borders, no wall, no nothing. No, just let anybody come whenever they want, just like the European Union. Mm-hmm. And when asked that question, she completely and totally avoided answering it. Ditto when she was asked by Chris Wallace about Bill Clinton and women. Mm-hmm. She didn't even begin to address that question. And then finally, Chris Wallace, who I thought, by the way, was the best moderator of all.
Wasn't he?
Yeah,
wasn't
really,
he? Without
really
a doubt. Not
very,
even close.
Very impressive, I must say. Asked about pay to play in the foundation, and all she started talking about, oh, the foundation has done this great work here and there. And that's not what the question was about, whether the foundation had done great work. That's a whole other issue, whether it has. The question is, did you sell favors to foreign governments and foreign businessmen in return for donations to the Clinton Foundation and big speaking fees for your husband? And she didn't even begin to address that question. So she was very well prepared for ducking and weaving. And as you say, the public and public persona and the private persona, here you saw the utterly, completely scripted Hillary Clinton in her virginal white dress that she was wearing, right?
Yeah, her
butter would melt. Butter will not melt in her mouth.
Right. Well, Ed, she says repeatedly that they give 90%. I don't know of a charity, a watchdog group, or a certified group that's independent, that is not on the payroll for the Clinton Foundation, that can agree with that statement that she gives 90%. Because it's
just the opposite.
Exactly. Okay.
That the overhead is 90%, and then that if they give anything at all, it's about 10%, which is really a bad record for any foundation.
Yeah, because even the Red Cross gives 75%. They only back about 25%, roughly.
Right. Yeah. So if you're giving the Clinton Foundation $100. 90 of that's going to go to keeping Chelsea Clinton and Bill Clinton in clover for the next week or two.
Right. Well, the other thing that she said, which galled me, she says that they raised money. How did they raise money? I mean, they didn't do any, like, cakewalks or anything like that. I mean, basically, they took money that was the people's money, was out of our treasury, and diverted it toward Haiti, where they directed over there, but it went to the crony capitalists. That's why the Haitians are so upset with them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so how did she say they raised money? I mean, where did it come from, if it didn't come from the United States Treasury?
Well, it did come from the United States Treasury. You're absolutely right.
So how can she claim that she raised it?
Well, she can claim whatever she wants to, but you know, we know that she's a congenital liar, so that doesn't surprise me. But, you know, among the crony capitalists, guess who? Tony Rodham, her own brother, was given sweetheart deals down there in Haiti. And if you go down to Haiti, and I have to confess, I haven't been, but I've spoken to people who have. I mean, the place is a complete, utter mess, and that the Clinton Foundation's boasting about what it's done for the Haitian people is a crock of you-know-what.
Right. Well, you don't have to go to Haiti. All you got to do is go outside the Clinton Foundation offices there in New York. There's plenty of Haitians right there that are constantly picketing, the foundation, saying, where's our money?
That's right. And then you get Haiti, you get the country Colombia, where the largest donor to the Clinton Foundation, a guy named Frank Guista, donated $100 million to the Clinton Foundation, got a oil lease deal down in Colombia, where he's made billions. And that's the same guy, by the way, who sold 20% of the American uranium production to Vladimir Putin's Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is all under her when she was Secretary of State.
Right, exactly. And it wasn't like just her, you know, had an expertise in these particular elements. He was just the crony capitalist that was willing to pay up millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. And they said, okay, no problem. We can work this out. You know, whether you want to call it quid pro quo or not, there's no way she's going to be quoted in saying that. You know, maybe at some point there might be, you know, a loose email flying around or whatever. And speaking of which, there's been so many of those flying around. I think people are just overwhelmed with the evidence.
I do, too. I think it's very hard, and I don't mean to be condescending when I say this, for everyday Americans. And look, you and I are everyday Americans,
yes,
for that matter. For us to absorb tens of thousands of these emails and make some sense of them, we just get a general sense that behind the scenes, what was going on with the Clintons and their hangers-on and their campaign people is completely different than what we see in public. So there are the two Hillaries, the public and the personal, which are total different.
Yeah, most reasonable people in what the Democrats would call flyover America look at this and says, looks like a duck, talks like a duck, walks like a duck. I mean, you know, because otherwise you're going to get brain bruised. Like you say, you're deluged with all this information and legalese and everything. And you go, what did she say? Right?
That's absolutely true. No question about it, Bill.
Yeah, it's as my friend said, it's like being in a bucket of gum. when you have any discussion of any kind of length and you want to really get down to the truth of the matter with either Bill or Hillary Clinton. Ed Klein is with us. We're talking about his book, brand new book just released, Guilty as Sin. This is Bill Martinez live. We're just coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Ed right after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Show the Martinez.
Okay, it's more than promoting. It's believing in it, because if we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be based on the foundations of truth and facts. You know, when I was a kid growing up, Ed, probably, you know, you remember this. You know, Joe Friday, he'd always say, give me the facts, man. Just the facts, right?
Just the facts, man.
Just the facts. And here we are. And, you know, I got to tell you, congratulations on the book, Guilty as Sin, which has just been released. New York Times best-selling book. And you're doing us such a huge favor here, Ed, because you've been I guess in a sense a student of the Clintons. It is the gift that just keeps on giving, but also it is one that has been bruising the brains of many Americans because of all these different dark holes that you run into with the Clintons. And in your book Guilty as Sin, you break it down and help the everyman kind of understand what is the true narrative of the Clintons.
That's right. And I go into all of the things that we've been talking about in this book, Guilty as Sin, the FBI investigation. Why did it turn out that way? What happened on the airplane when Bill Clinton slipped onto Attorney General Loretta Lynch's airplane at the Phoenix airport? Mm-hmm. Why did Barack Obama, who really despises the Clintons, decide to endorse Hillary Clinton and hold his nose and endorse her? Did Loretta Lynch and the prosecutors of the Justice Department undermine the FBI investigation, or did James Comey, the director, who was supposedly the Elliot Ness of our time, the untouchable guy, did he fold like a cheap suit at the end and not indict her? All of these things are in this book, including, by the way, Bill Clinton's current love nest down in Little Rock in his library. Not something that happened 10, 20, 30 years ago, allegedly, with Donald Trump, but something that's happening as we speak between Bill Clinton and women that he's still up to his old tricks.
Yeah, well, he's got the one girlfriend that her code name is the Energizer Bunny, which I thought was incredibly ironic that if you remember when Barack Obama, the president, Air Force One, takes Hillary, I believe it was to North Carolina, and he was lauding her praises and going on and on about all the great things she did as Secretary of State, and she was such a hard worker, and he referred to her as the Energizer Bunny. And I don't know if you saw the look on her face, but I happened, you know, and it was just one of those kind of serendipitous moments, and you could tell there was a little bit of a sting on that, because to hear her, you know, related with Bill's girlfriend's code name, quite ironic.
I'll say. And, you know, even last night when Donald brought up the whole question of Bill Clinton and women, you could see the look on Hillary's face. I mean, he got to her. There's no question he got under her skin on that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, I'll tell you, you know, there's rather salacious stuff because it not only is Bill, because it's already out there, but she's probably grateful that they're not looking behind her closet door. And some people are trying to break that down, and it is it's just screwball-y. At any time you deal with the Clintons, it is this massive humanity that lies in the wake of their leadership. Even the way she treats people. I mean, you've got senior security people who say, "Wow, this is a coveted job to protect the first family," and they're going, "Hey, I don't want the gig. You know, send me anywhere. I'll go to Siberia. I do not want to work with this lady because she's so abusive." And this is well documented.
It's interesting you say that. Just the other day, the New York Times, that wonderful balanced, fair,
I was going to say objective.
Objective, thank you, paper, did a roundup of books about Hillary Clinton. And two of my books were mentioned, Unlikable, and now the current book that's just out, Guilty as Sin. And the snarky reviewer complained that all of us who write about Hillary mention the fact that she swears like a drunken sailor, which she does and always has. And it's not just, by the way, right-wing conservative writers who say that. I mean, you get liberal writers who have covered her and done biographies of her will tell you that every other word out of her mouth is a swear word and always has been, and that she calls her husband every single name in the book. And talks to her, now getting back to your security people, the Secret Service and the diplomatic security service people, have been treated with those four-letter words and six-letter words and contempt by her, as has her campaign staff. So this is, again, this is a, we do not see the true Hillary in public. The true Hillary, I believe, is exposed in my book, Guilty as Sin. And there's where you really get beneath the surface and find out what she's really like.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you gave us a little bit of an opening with your book, Unlikable. I mean, your book is, it's almost like it's coming to life here. I mean, in terms of polling and here we are in this election process, the things that you shared with her and the people's sentiment. Of course, the media is not about to break it down because there's so much in the tank. But the bottom line is that she is unlikable.
She's terribly unlikable, and the polls all show that. And that now, and then now you're raising another question about the criticism of Trump when he says this election is rigged. Mm. If you were Trump, or if I were Trump, or if anybody listening, any of your listeners, were running for office, or were even just working in an organization, a job, and the people who decided to describe you, in Trump's case, that's the mainstream media, were totally and completely biased against you, so that all your bosses heard were bad things about you. And that's what's happened in this election.
Right.
And he's right. The mainstream media is a disgrace. We know it's a disgrace. We know that it's in the tank for Hillary. And we know that it is... doing everything in its power to make sure that Donald Trump is not elected president.
Well, it's an incredible orchestration, isn't it? I mean, just by happenstance, the way they unveiled this deal with the Billy Bush TMZ,
yeah, exactly.
And then you follow it up with the women accusing him and this
right.
sort of thing. And
it's all part of their slime room, the Clinton
yeah.
slime room, in conjunction with the mainstream media. Because
exactly.
they're on the phone. You know, I know this for a fact, and I write about this in Guilty of Sin. They're the what I call the Clinton slime room, that's the opposition research operation. They are on the phone all day long to reporters in every newspaper, every magazine, and ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, talking to them, giving them talking points, and they're all in I hate to use the word conspiracy because that makes me sound like a conspiracy theorist,
yeah,
which
right.
I don't think of myself as, but there is a conspiracy,
yeah.
or there is a collusion, at least, between the slime room that Hillary has and the mainstream media.
Did you see last night Megyn Kelly? She put Donna Brazile on the hot seat. I have never seen Donna Brazile so uncomfortable.
I didn't see that. What happened?
Oh, my. Got her about revealing word for word, giving Hillary a heads up on a question that was going to be asked.
Right.
I mean,
CNN, yeah.
She had her hands in the cookie jar, crumbs all over her face. It was brutal, and good for Megyn Kelly to hold it. Ed, one final question here about Guilty of Sin, because there's so much here. This, ladies and gentlemen, this is why you got to get your hands on his book, okay? It's the New York Times best-selling book, Guilty of Sin. Hillary's health problems.
Yes, well, they're a lot worse than she's let on, for sure. Her doctors have told her she should have a heart valve replacement surgery. She's refused to do it, because she doesn't want anybody to know that she's got a problem, a heart problem, cardiac problem. She's taking medicine, all kinds of medications that make her drowsy. And I think, and I can't prove this yet, but I'm certainly looking into it, that there's something going on just before she steps on stage, that somehow she's getting boosted by some
yes.
doctor somehow in order to get through these 90-minute debates.
Well, Ed Klein, congratulations on the book, Guilty as Sin, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'm Marie Callenders. Autumn is upon us, and for many, that means cozy sweaters, evenings by the fire, and rich, indulgent meals. But with the holidays approaching, who has time to prepare a homemade meal from scratch every night? Even for those of us who love to cook for our families, sometimes it just doesn't happen. There simply aren't enough hours in the day, especially as the days grow shorter.
So if you're looking for a perfect time saver in the kitchen, Marie Callender's pot pies are the perfect addition to any kitchen. The flaky golden crust never fails to please. And not only is it a comfort dish for the whole family, but for you too, because you can rest assured that it's made with nothing but the best premium ingredients. Look for family-sized chicken pot pies and single-serve turkey pot pies from Marie Callender's in the frozen aisle in your local grocery store. For more information, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, and good to be sharing our time together, ladies and gentlemen, coming at you 3 hours every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and all the other times coming at you live. Bill Martinez here with you at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Scott Frentinaro is with us. His recent book, Master the Mystery of Human Nature, Resolving the Conflict of Opposing Values. It's going to help us understand more about ourselves and one another. I always find insights like this to be quite refreshing and, you know, not only engaging, but also kind of soothing, especially right now when our nerves are rubbed rather raw by the conflict that we have going on in this election cycle that we're in the midst of. Scott, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great, Bill. Thank you very much.
Hey, your big question here in your column was, are we born as Republicans or Democrats?
Exactly. And I think that we have this tendency there. For the past 30 years, Americans have been pretty much split down the middle as whether they're conservative or liberal in their voting. And this is no fluke because there's mounting evidence that suggests that our basic preferences are rooted in our biologies.
Mm-hmm. Well, and right now, I mean, there is such a firestorm. I mean, the passions that have been building up over the last decade, maybe you could say the last two decades, when it comes to politics, even though 7 out of 10 Americans agree that we're on the wrong track, boy, it's just, how does that translate into something, you know, solvable, something constructive?
Well, our politics politics right now is like a bad marriage, Bill. You know, both the two sides are just fighting over their differences, and we've got two massive egos clashing over who's right or wrong, and there's really no solution to this type of conflict.
Right. And I like the way you put that, massive egos, not necessarily in the form of Hillary or Donald Trump. It's the culture. It's the massive egos within the culture divide, right?
Exactly. Our culture is divided, but it shows how we handle conflict as a culture also. It's my way versus your way. I'm right, you're wrong. Let's fight over it and see who ends up the winner. But, you know, the problem with our politics right now is we've got, in this system, half win and half lose with this equal divide. And I don't think that's a good solution. So I think we have an absurdity of our system here because we do have this natural divide based upon our temperaments, based upon our genetics. And it's kind of like if we just changed our parties into, let's have the men fight on one side versus the women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's that going to go?
Right.
It's not there's not going to be any solutions with that.
Well, and this is where leadership comes in and where there's been a vacuum of leadership. Leadership has been torn down in such a way. You know, we keep blaming the mainstream media, but it's the culture. It's the idea that I think inherent within our own human nature is that we don't want to release control that easy. And we do not respect authority. I mean, when you look at what's happening in our country today and is quite pronounced in our culture, it's a disrespect of authority. You know, law has been abused. Life has been abused on so many levels here, and we're reaping what we have sown.
Yeah, we're in a bad place right now. There's no question about it. But like any solution in this world, there has to be a breakdown before a breakthrough. And I think we're real close to that.
Exactly. And we're waiting for somebody who can bridge that divide, as you say, between those two very powerful locked-in egos. And, you know, I've said this for a while, and I don't mean to make it sound so crude, but it's as if we need some kind of, you know, mental enema or something to kind of, you know, break through the lines here and get the flow going again. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I wrote the book, is that I ended up marrying someone who is my complete and total opposite and kind of representative of the parties here. You know, how do you get along when each of you have different values, different thoughts, different feelings? And there is no way at the ego level, I don't believe, of which we're working at it. When you fight against each other, that ends up horribly. And I think we're coming to an end of seeing in our political system that it's just not working properly.
Yeah, exactly. And just like in marriage and what you've been experiencing, I mean, it's interesting how we draw from our home life experiences and we adapt it to life, you know, this struggle that we have, you know, have at home. So how's that working for you now?
Well, it's good. I mean, it's hard. You know, you fight and fight until eventually you go, wait a minute, this isn't working. We're going to have to learn to work together. And just like Martin Luther King once said, life at its best is the creative synthesis of opposites in fruitful harmony.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need to learn that we're just different sides of the same coin, and we need to learn to work together and to embrace each other's differences as something that we can learn from. And it's part of the creative process of coming together, not just fighting against each other.
I think we lose sight of the objective. I mean, what's the mission? I mean, why did you get married? You know, why? What are we trying to do in this country here? What do we want to accomplish? But, you know, we get involved with all the noise and the conflict and, you know, hurt feelings. And, of course, it's further exacerbated by this process of political correctness we've had to get through.
Well, the whole thing's messed up. We've got the game all wrong right now, Bill. We just we need to all figure out that we can't fight amongst ourselves like this. And if we could really, truly see that that we have half of the country looking one way and half the country the other way, it's divide and conquer. And if the powers that be are wanting that, they're doing a pretty good job of keeping that intact.
Exactly. Well, divided we fall. I mean, that's what it's all about. There's a controlling force that wants to manipulate and control the greater good here. But, you know, it's interesting, Scott, because in my travels, I've been so blessed to talk to people of all political philosophies. And I find it quite interesting, and you know, that when you get down to it, you get away from all the negative energy of it, and you just listen. You realize that, look, we all want the same thing. You know, we know the what. It's the how to. It's how do we get there that differentiates and seems to be the big stumbling block. So I go, okay, if that's where we're going, let's figure out how to get there, because we don't want to waste a lot of money. But unfortunately, in the game of politics, what enters in is, you know, the Democrats want credit, the Republicans want credit. And as Ronald Reagan said, so much more is accomplished when you're not worried about who gets the credit, so to speak.
Right. Well, both sides have to go in with an intention of solving problems, mm-hmm. not just gaining power. And that's where we're losing. We're losing in this world because we're seeking power and we're not trying to figure out the real solutions that work for everybody.
Well,
the majority.
In your book, Master the Mystery of Human Nature, Resolving the Conflict of Opposing Values, if we're fixed as a Republican or Democrat, you know, we're wired that way. Why are politicians trying so hard to change our vote?
Well, I think that's just basic human nature also. I mean, we all get out there and try to rally up for our side. And it's interesting that when you have a conversation with someone who's on different sides of the fence, you know, are people really listening in that conversation? They're just trying
yes.
to get their point across.
Right.
So no
exactly.
one's really listening. Everyone's just talking. But, you know, there are a certain amount of people that can't make up their mind, and that's part of their basic temperament too.
Right.
So I think the politicians, if they're talking to anybody, they're talking to those people who don't know what they're going to do at this point. I think the majority of us, because we're one way or the other, conservative or liberal by nature, we know which way we're going. And
okay. Five seconds left here, Scott, real quick. First step to resolve political conflicts.
We need unity. We don't need fighting like this. This is ridiculous.
Exactly.
As a populace, we need to choose unity, not conflict.
Scott Trentinero, Master of the Mystery of Human Nature. Be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Scott, thank you so much. Great insight.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
On April 20th, 1999,
America and the world mourns as the biggest school shooting in U.S. history took place today at Columbine High School.
Rachel Joy Scott's life was taken, but her story lives on.
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Discover the courage to stand up.
Jesus gave his life for me, and I'll give my life to him.
I'm Not Ashamed. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 21st. For tickets and showtimes, go to imnotashamedfilm.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, yes, from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, the one, the only, Steve Evans, the movie guy. We can't make him laugh. He's got some bruised ribs still. You're not supposed to laugh. Hey, stop laughing.
Hopefully this will be a very somber report.
Yes, exactly. Well, we could talk politics. That'll keep you down.
that's pretty somber stuff.
But this is the reason we have you here, because you are the czar of fun, and we got to talk about movies and The Accountant, how well it did last weekend.
Well, yeah, they're having a lot of fun at Warner Brothers, that's for sure, making a lot more money than they thought it was going to make, about $24.7 million.
Nice surprise, huh?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see the movie. I was... For those of you who don't know, I was riding a bike, and the bike stopped, and I didn't, and ended up fracturing some ribs, and as Bill was saying, it only hurts when I laugh. So
exactly.
I was a little laid up, not able to get out to my local multiplex, but I was able to see a lot of movies. I was able to catch up via DirecTV. But The Accountant, of course, number one. I want to see that this weekend. We have The Girl on the Train, that was number two, making about 12.3. Kevin Hart's new concert movie called What Now, that was number three, making about 11.8. Mrs. Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, number four. Deepwater Horizon, rounding out the top five. Well, did you see the Jack Reacher movie back in 2012, Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah, I did. You know, this guy, I mean, you talk about his brand, Steve. I mean, come on. He's just done an outstanding job with this. I mean, he's done so well, I think he could probably afford a couple of more divorces.
Well, perhaps. Maybe that's in the works. But you're right. He does put everything he can possibly put into his films. When his face is up there, you're rest assured that he's giving it all he's got. Mm-hmm. And this, I think, is a good example of that. Jack Reacher, this is a sequel. It's based on one of the books written by British author Lee Child. This particular book it's based on is called One Shot. Now, for those of you who didn't see the original movie and aren't familiar with the character, Reacher is this major in the U.S. Army military police. He quits the military at the age of 36 and begins to take these series of odd jobs and investigating suspicious and dangerous situations, which is a perfect setup for a series of books. I think there have been about 20 of them, and it's a terrific character, which Tom Cruise played in 2012 in the original. And got great reviews and made a lot of money, and so he decided to come back. It's called Never Go Back Again. Now, the reviews have been a little mixed. About 38% are recommending. Some are saying it's a little formulaic. some critics saying that Tom is kind of walking through this, just going through the motions. However, as you were saying, I trust the brand. I think if you're looking for a good movie, you can't go wrong with Tom Cruise, Jack Reacher this weekend. This is in this particular movie, he must uncover the truth behind a major government conspiracy in order to clear his name. And he's on the run as a fugitive from the law. He uncovers a potential secret from his past that could change his life forever. That's what's going on here. Tom Cruise, Jack Reacher, out this weekend.
Don't you love some of these critics when they talk about it being formulaic and all that? But you look at the successful brands. What are the successful brands but formulaic?
Well, yeah, that's true. And, you know, that is certainly a plot that has been done before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a Tom Cruise film, and you kind of go along for the whole experience. And that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think Halloween must be getting close.
It is,
you know?
Huh? Yeah.
Yes, we have Ouija, Origin of Evil, which is a movie, another sequel. The first one came out in 2014. They made the movie for about $5 million. It went on to make about $103 million worldwide. So, hey, you know, that's usually an indication that somebody's going to say, hey, let's do this again.
Exactly.
This one is getting great reviews, though. And it's kind of crazy, but one critic said, this is like Godfather Part 2 of Fright Flicks. And if you'll remember, Godfather came out, and then Part 2 just got all these great reviews. That's what's happening here. 88% are recommending Ouija, Origin of Evil. Now, here's what's going on. It's in 1965. It's Los Angeles. You have this widowed mother and her two daughters. They add a new stunt to bolster their seance scam business and unwittingly invite authentic evil into their home. I guess there's evil, and then there's authentic evil, and that's what's going on here. We have the youngest daughter. She's overtaken by a merciless spirit. It's always the youngest daughter, right?
Yeah, right.
It can never be that goofy teenage son or whatever.
Yes.
But it's also the helpless little daughter. She is taken over by this spirit, and the family.
That's because evil's afraid of pimples. That's why.
I mean, it must be.
Just saying.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's evil.
Yeah.
Family confronts this unthinkable fear to save her and send her possessor back to the other side. Once again, it's a story which has been done before, but evidently the critics think this is one to see. And of course, you know, it's Halloween. This is the season to see this sort of thing.
Sure, why not?
Keeping Up with the Joneses, a great cast.
Yeah, this looks like a fun movie.
It does look like a fun movie. And for whatever reason, it's not getting terrific reviews. We have only 16% are recommending this thing.
Maybe they haven't seen the trailer. I don't know.
Maybe they haven't seen the movie. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know, some are saying it's kind of an average studio comedy. It looks better. One critic saying, I'm sure I was supposed to laugh at some point, but I never got there. I don't know. Check out the trailer. It looks good. Here's the cast. We got Zach Galifianakis, Isla Fisher, John Hamm, Gal Gadot. It's about this suburban couple, and they become embroiled in an international espionage plot when they discover that they're seemingly perfect new neighbors are government spies, you know? Hated when that happens. When the government spies move into the neighborhood, things tend to go south.
Is it Isla or Isla Fisher? Is it Isla Fisher?
I think it must be Isla.
Isla? She's sweet. She is just the way she comes across and everything. I mean, she's that classic character, kind of, housewife, mom.
Yes.
That, you know, she just plays the part so well. I find her quite refreshing.
And I have seen the trailer, and, Zach and Isla make for this perfect kind of suburban couple. And
how can they say they not laugh? I mean, you know, that screaming scene into his tie, you know, get me out, you know, cut his oven. He runs into the glass, you know, the old kinetic, standard, you know, comedy humor kind of thing, you know. And I thought it was I liked the trailer. So I'm looking forward to seeing the movie myself.
Call me crazy, but there's something about Tyler Perry dressing up as a woman, which I find hysterical.
Yes.
We have this Boo.
Speaking of Halloween, right?
Speaking of Halloween, Boo a Madea Halloween. Now, I don't know. Is there something, and I love the guy.
I'm telling you, if we could set him in Chicago, we'd take care of the problems in Chicago overnight.
Probably.
Right. Tyler Perry, Madea, walking the streets of Chicago. Boy, she'd get the guns off the street. straighten out those boys. She'd grab them by the ear, dragging them back home, man, because that's what Madea does.
Well, I love the story behind Tyler Perry because you know, he began, you know, living in his car, going from town to town, putting on these plays. Mm-hmm. And because he didn't have any money, he had to play all of the parts in these little plays that he had put together. And one of them was a woman by the name of Medea. So yes. She's one of the original. And, of course, there's been a Diary of a Mad Black Woman, Medea's family reunion, Meet the Browns, Medea goes to jail, Medea's Christmas. And this particular movie came about as a result of a Chris Rock comedy special. Mm-hmm. And Chris Rock was making fun of Tyler and basically saying that they were going to go out and see Medea Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And so he called up, you know, Tyler Perry saying, hey, can I use that line? And Tyler says, yeah, go ahead. As a matter of fact, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
So he went ahead and made the movie. Here's the idea. Medea, she ends up in the middle of mayhem when she spends a haunted Halloween fending off killers and ghosts and ghouls and zombies while keeping a watchful eye on a group of misbehaving teens. Mm-hmm. This movie will probably be number one this weekend. I think it's going to make about $20 million. Yeah. I think it's actually going to beat Jack Reacher. That could be the case, maybe not. But it's going to be a strong opening because he does have a built-in audience, and there are a lot of people like me that find the whole idea hysterical. Mm-hmm. 31 out this weekend. Remember the great Rob Zombie, who has quite a cult following as a horror director. I don't know. It's called 31. Here's the idea. Five carnival workers are kidnapped and held hostage in an abandoned hell-like compound where they're forced to participate in a violent game, the goal of which is to survive 12 hours against a gang of sadistic clowns.
Oh, no. We're picking on the clowns again?
Picking on the clowns.
And now we got to march. Clowns Lives Matter now. This is coming up, right?
Okay. Yes, of course.
I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to make you laugh. That wasn't funny. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not a well man. We have there are only 52% are recommending this. You know, this is like Saw and so many of these movies that come along. And you look at this. This is just kind of sick. Yeah. But there is a particular audience for it. And Rob Zombie has this following. And you know, it stars Malcolm McDowell. Mm-hmm. And you have Richard Blake in this thing as well. So. 31 may be the movie for you this weekend. A movie which I had high expectations for, but it doesn't look like it's coming through necessarily. It's called American Pastoral.
Mm-hmm.
This is based on a book by Philip Roth, and it's always tricky to adapt a popular book. It's directed by Ewan McGregor, stars Ewan McGregor and Jennifer Connelly. Unfortunately, only getting about 24% of the critics to recommend. It takes place in 68. I know you have a hardworking guy in a quaint community. His daughter gets involved in a radical political group and threatens to destroy the entire family. Check out The Traitor. I think it may be a better movie than the critics would lead you to believe. So there you go. There you have it.
Hey, we got a lot at the Cineplex to choose from. Just make sure we order the big size of popcorn. No jujubes, okay? I gave up jujubes. Several Lents ago, and I think my Lenten season continues when it comes to jujubes. But we'll see you there. Okay, great things to choose from. And you take it easy, okay? Stay off
Thanks.
The bike.
All okay. Right? Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, take care. Steve the Movie Guy from Hollywood, California.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Worried about